Stonewall Jackson was one of the South's greatest generals in the Civil War, and he died on the battlefield, shot by mistake by his own men. He's possibly the most famous victim of one of war's greatest tragedies. They call it friendly fire. It's bad enough that a fellow soldier is killed by enemy fire, but the heartbreak is compounded when someone is shot by their own. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when you've been hurt by friendly fire. You know what happens in God's army? People who are deeply wounded, shot by their own. Hurt, betrayed, disappointed by church folks, by people who claim to be Christians, and you might be one of those. You know the disillusionment that can cause, the cynicism about anything Christian, the desire to distance yourself from Christian things like you'd keep away from a dog that had bitten you. If you've been spiritually wounded by friendly fire, you're on my heart today. More importantly, you're on God's heart, whether he's on your heart or not. When you're physically wounded, you find medical help so you can recover. So how do you recover from the spiritual and emotional wounds of friendly fire? Let me suggest 4 steps to spiritual recovery. I don't think you want to keep living with the negativity, the self-pity, the resentment, the withdrawal of those who've been wounded, that stuff that eats you up inside. I think you might be ready for some steps to recovery. They focus on 7 little words. Yep, in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, our word for the day from the Word of God. These verses are about how to finish as a winner in the spiritual race that we run here during our time on earth. It calls us to, quote, run with perseverance, the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Man, I wish you could say these 4 words out loud a few times. It's all about Jesus. Get your eyes off Christians. Get your eyes off churches. Remember who got you started spiritually and who will be at the finish line. It's Jesus. Recovery step number 1 is to realize it wasn't Jesus who hurt you. Maybe you've been withdrawing from Christians. Well, whatever you do, don't withdraw from Jesus. You've never needed him more. Recovery step number 2, defy Satan's strategy to isolate you so he can have you. The Bible says the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Well, you know, in Africa, lions try to catch a gazelle that's away from the herd. If they're alone, the lion can have them. If they're with the others, they're usually safe. God never designed for us to try to live for Christ alone. If you're holding back from getting close to some of your brothers and sisters in Christ, you're setting yourself up to be a lion lunch. So the 3rd recovery step is this. Realize that God's people are where home is. That's why the Bible warns us not to give up meeting together. There are many believers who don't shoot their own, who are imperfect, but genuinely loving people. You've got to risk finding a church like that. You need them, they need you. 1 other recovery step. Let go of the resentment. Instead of letting it grow, ask the God who has forgiven you so much to give you his grace to forgive those who've hurt you. The feelings you harbor aren't hurting them at all, but they're killing you. Above all, don't let Christians make you miss Jesus. Jesus never said, follow my followers or follow my leaders. He said, follow me. It's all about Jesus, the one who died for your sins so you don't have to. It's ultimately Christ you accept or reject, not Christians. It's the cross you have to decide about, not the church. And it's Jesus you'll meet when you've taken your last breath. All that's going to matter is what you've done with Jesus. And if you've never given yourself fully to him as your only hope, don't let anything or anyone keep you from him one more day. Tell him, Jesus, I'm yours. I'd be very grateful if we could help you know you really belong to him. And that's what our website is there for. So I'd urge you to go there today. It's anewstory.com. Anewstory.com. Jesus is waiting, as he has been for a long, long time, with arms wide open to love you.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.